However, we have breaking news as we go on the air tonight. Thankfully, my schedule was free to accommodate this even at the last minute. And that is, for, I guess, divinely inspired, I did have a guest lined up right at 7, which is not the way it usually rolls. I usually have them packed in here like sardines. But this allowed me to move very quickly. Logan, if you want to show my screen, here it is. U.S. Election Integrity Plan. They have just released a press release right now, just came over my computer. Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold sued over destruction of election records, failure to properly test voting equipment, and obstruction of independent election audits. Today, an explosive case, Hanks versus Griswold, was filed in Denver District Court. The most damning facts of the case claim that Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold and her employees destroyed election records from the 2020 election. Griswold and other county election officials are required by state law to preserve those election records for 25 months and by federal law for 22 months. The relief sought in the case is full. Independent forensic audit of Colorado voting systems and the 2020 election in Colorado so citizens trust in their elections might be restored. We'll get into this press release more. Joining me now is retired full colonel Sean Smith. Sean, welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us with this breaking news tonight.
Hi, Brandon. How are you?
I'm great. I'm better now that I'm reading this press release. What can you tell us about it?
Well, the press release is pretty clear. Where do you say when it started? But I think this suit started when the forensic report was filed in the Peters case in the Mesa court. So the district attorney there had the same information that election records were destroyed, but they've just disregarded it. And the public officials there disregarded it. So the commissioners out there ignored it. Wayne Williams, the acting election official for Mesa County, ignored it. The Secretary of State ignored it. And of course, most of the media in the state, which is, it's Pravda. Most of the media has either ignored it completely or characterized it as, trivial. But it's not trivial. They're talking about the violation of Colorado law. So the suit, this Hanks versus Secretary of State, has multiple claims in it. One of the claims is about the destruction of election records. Another claim is about the improper certification of Colorado voting systems. So the voting systems used in November 2020 were certified by the Secretary of State on the basis of accreditation of a voting system testing lab, and that accreditation had expired. So the Secretary of State, appears to be in violation of state law. So you have violations of state law with the certification of the voting systems by the lab that wasn't accredited. You have violation of state and federal law with the destruction of the election records. And then the related claim in the case is about the ability of citizens to actually get transparency into their elections. So Secretary of State implemented an emergency rule back in the summer, and she had hours of citizens show up to her hearing. She didn't show up to it, but the citizens did. And they testified against it. Not one person testified in favor of her emergency rule. And she ignored that completely, never responded to their concerns, and then implemented the rule as a permanent rule. And the rule prohibits independent third-party audits of Colorado election systems. Well, that's the exact audit that you need to restore citizens' trust. So it's amazing. It's amazing to me that we're here. But this is citizens trying to restore, and public officials, by the way. I mean, Hanks in this case refers to State Representative Ron Hanks.
Well, that was my next question. Who is that? So this is a state representative that is bringing the suit?
That's right. Yeah, I think it says et al. So there's multiple parties on the suit. We'll see as soon as it's filed and available on the court. It's in the Second Judicial District, which is City and County of Denver. So it should be available, from the court website. I'm assuming it's been accepted. We got all the information about it. But yeah, so Ron Hanks is a state representative from down in southern part of Colorado. He's been pretty outspoken in favor of election integrity. I mean, he showed up to speak for Clerk Peters. He was with us down in Maricopa. He was the only Colorado elected official to go visit the Maricopa audit to see what was happening down there and to understand,
Can you help us secure him as a guest?
I'm sure we could. Yeah, I'm sure we could. He's been really outspoken. I think he'd be a good idea.
Yeah, we'd love to have him on.
He was one of the election officials that signed on to State Senator Rogers' memorandum demanding independent election audit. So he and I think three other Colorado elected officials signed on to that.
Let me read more from the press release and have you respond. If you guys want to show my screen, you can. When asked whether the deleted election records were significant or simply inconsequential, extra files on election servers or electronic voting equipment, Colonel Sean Smith, United States Air Force Systems, but that's our guest right now, systems testing expert stated, quote, "The Federal Election Commission's 2002 voting system standards, which are a mandatory standard for Colorado voting systems, require voting systems to maintain and produce all audit trail information." That's quote, "all audit trail information," end quote, "including operating system and hardware. The Department of Justice has already confirmed that digital records are election records. The federal and state statutes that require preservation of election records were written for the exact purpose of ensuring the availability of records exactly like those destroyed by the Secretary of State," end quote. That's quoting you. You want to add to that comment?
Well, that's it. I mean, the idea that these records that they have destroyed are not election records that should have been preserved, that are required by federal and state law for preservation, it's absolutely ludicrous. In order to make a claim that these are not election records, that these are not essential records in order to be able to reconstruct what occurred on those voting systems, you would have to be an abject liar or an abject ignoramus. These records are specified in the federal standards for a reason. And it's not just those 2002 VSS standards that are the minimum standard in Colorado law.
But isn't the requirements to be one of the partners of George Soros that you be a liar and an ignoramus? So doesn't your Secretary of State qualify?
About appearances. Yeah, appearances support your assertion, Brandon. I don't understand how they get into office,
that's just a question. It wasn't a statement. That was just a question. Because again, your Secretary of State, I mean, Jenna Griswold, there's a lot of reports out there that she's worked with or been funded by George Soros, correct?
Well, yes, she was Katie Hopkins down in Arizona, the Secretary of State. She was one of the Emily's List. And of course, Emily's List gets funding through the kind of, I call it a hydra. It's like a hydra of 501 organizations. You know, Soros gives $1 billion or something to some fund, and then they spread the fund out. Like Arabella Advisors gives money to the 1630 Fund, and then 1630 Fund gives money to Mark Elias's Democracy Action and Democracy Action Legal Fund, and then they give funding to, you know, States News, and then States News gives money to the Colorado Newsline. And next thing you know, Colorado Newsline thinks it's a great idea to talk about how anybody who doesn't agree that the 2020 election was the most secure in the history of human beings is, a conspiracy theorist.
Right.
These guys call us conspiracy theorists and call us ignorant. They don't know anything about election systems or election.
Well, and I think some of them actually are involved in conspiring. So conspiracy is when two or more people work together to do something illegal, and it could be added, I would say illegal would be the best way to describe it, but maybe it's something else that's not illegal. But certainly, we have two or more people conspiring behind the scenes to do something that can be labeled a conspiracy. So they want to call people conspiracy theorists when they know darn well that some of them have been conspiring.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Brandon. Yeah, the citizens who are now getting engaged trying to restore election integrity, we didn't plan any of this. We didn't even want it. Right? We got called into this by duty.
I mean, you have other things you'd like to do in your life right now as a retired full colonel? I mean, like enjoying your retirement?
This is how I enjoy my retirement. Some people golf. I joined the citizens trying to save the country.
For the second time, you're serving your country again.
I feel like this is more important than what I did before. If you knew the people I serve with, you understand why I owe all of them everything I've got.
Well, do you know that the FBI, one of the FBI agents the other day, and I'm about to show part three, I'm about to air for the first time, part three of the four town hall meetings I filmed a week ago yesterday with four distinguished retired FBI agents warning about the Marxist takeover of the Department of Justice and FBI. One of the agents declared, I think it was in program two, that his most important case, maybe it was program one, the most important case he ever worked was the one he's working now as a retired FBI agent to save the country. He said that's the most important case he's ever worked.
Yeah, absolutely. It's what's happened inside, federal law enforcement, very similar to what's happened inside our military. I mean, in just a few short years, a Rubicon has been crossed in our military. You're probably aware of the lieutenant colonel here in Colorado who was relieved of his command, James Lohmeyer.
Yep.
He was relieved of his command for writing a book that warned about the creeping influence of technologies inside the Department of Defense. And what could be better evidence of that than them having relieved him of his command because, of wrong speak?
Because God forbid you speak out against cultural Marxism or the enemies of America penetrating our military. God forbid you write about that.
The crazy part is that communism is still illegal in the United States. Right? I mean, it's actually on the federal law books. So is destruction of election records, and that didn't seem to stop them. We're going to find out whether there is a court left in the United States that will hold public officials to account to the same laws that, that bind U.S. citizens.
Let's go back to the press release. A second claim in the case states that Griswold failed to employ a federally accredited laboratory to test Colorado voting systems before the 2020 election, end quote. When investigating whether the claim is a mere clerical oversight, the exhibits included in the case show otherwise. Griswold's selected testing labs Pro-V&V's accredited status expired in 2017. The next time Pro-V&V was officially accredited was 2021. However, in 2019, Griswold issued an official letter, Exhibit 1, approving Pro-V&V's test plans, and Griswold cited that testing in her certification of Colorado voting systems used in November 2020. Within the 47 months, Pro-V&V was unaccredited, meaning the lab was not qualified to conduct proper electronic voting equipment testing. Griswold repeatedly used the testing lab and cited its testing reports.
Yeah, exactly so. Exactly so. And the crazy part about it, Brandon, is that we have the emails from public officials within Colorado Department of State, the election officials, the election division leaders, where they stated that they had no proof, they had no documents showing the accreditation of Pro-V&V, and they were asking the Election Assistance Commission officials to give them something that would indicate that Pro-V&V was accredited. And so what the Election Assistance Commission provided was an unsigned memorandum that said that that Pro-V&V's accreditation was never revoked. So you see what they did there? The accreditation expired, and it expired on the basis of the public law and the commissioner-approved program manual and their previous accreditation. Their accreditation certificate they issued in 2015 said it expired in 2 years. And the program manual for voting system testing labs that the commissioners approved that was in effect that whole time said that accreditations were only for a two-year period and they had to be renewed. And by public law, by U.S. code, the only way for a voting system testing lab to be accredited is by vote of the EAC commissioners. And they never voted to reaccredit after that expiration until 2021. So from 2017 until 2021, Pro-V&V was not an accredited voting system testing lab. And yet it's their testing that Secretary of State Griswold has cited in her certification of Colorado voting systems.
And for those who think, well, for those of you who say, well, you guys are focusing a lot on Colorado. I mean, we don't live in Colorado and we don't really care. this Colorado is really what we're talking about is really just a pattern of what's going on all over the country with many of these secretaries of state, many of them who have been, or some of them were in their states, past secretaries of states, involved with the Secretary of State's project that George Soros started, I think, in 2006. And I was reporting on it way back then in 2006 on radio about the Secretary of State's project funded by George Soros, which went on to help elect people like, I think, Mark Ritchie in Minnesota, who stole the seat, I believe, from Senator Norm Coleman, who had gone from being the mayor of St. Paul, Minnesota, to being a U.S. senator. And then when he won that case, it was finally done and counted. He won it by a little over 200 votes. Voila, the Secretary of State kept the voting open for longer and then found more ballots. I think they found them in a trunk of a car for Al Franken. So again, we have a long history of this going on. Why we're highlighting on Colorado is to show what not only happened there, which impacts all of us when you're talking about a federal election, although we haven't really seen Colorado be involved in the electoral count per se. But Colorado is a example of what we believe is going on actually all over the country, correct?
Absolutely. In fact, Brandon, there are only two voting system testing laboratories that are accredited now, and there were only two in use for multiple years. So many states are affected by the exact same issues cited in this complaint. So for sure, Georgia was affected by this. For sure, Arizona was affected. For sure, Washington State. Pretty much any voting system that was accredited using testing from ProVNB since 2017, their certification of their voting systems, and it depends on what the state requirements are, but if it required testing by a federally accredited lab and they use ProVNB, they should be questioning whether they have properly certified voting systems.
Wow. Going back to the press release, Colorado voters shouldered all the risk when Griswold, that's the Secretary of State in Colorado, approved an unaccredited lab to test voting systems. Every single Colorado county used voting equipment during the 2020 election that was not properly tested. And the lapsed lab accreditation likely affected the voting systems used in the 2021 election as well. The final claim in the case against Griswold addresses what appears to be Griswold's attempt to cover up potential wrongdoing. In June 2021, Griswold issued emergency election rules limiting who can access electronic voting equipment. Quote, defendants, Griswold, employees, county clerks, employees, election judges, and voting system vendors. No independent consultants are allowed, end quote. Griswold's emergency election rules impact Colorado elections in two distinct ways. First, the rules ensure that any independent forensic audits of election equipment, which is exactly what Colorado citizens are asking for, are forbidden. Secondly, none of the people or parties Griswold identifies as being allowed to access voting equipment have adequate technical expertise to verify the electronic voting equipment. Sean?
It's crazy. This is, who thinks it's okay? Okay, for somebody to grade their own work. I mean, that's what the Secretary of State is saying, that she's the only one whether or not the election was free and fair.
Has there been a response tonight from the Secretary of State's office over this? Sean?
Yeah, I'm here, Brandon.
Has there been a response from the Secretary of State's office over this?
Over the complaint in court, you mean, or
over
the question itself?
Over the lawsuit being filed.
Not that I'm aware of. I think it was just filed today, and okay. So each one of these issues has been available. So the only, as far as I know, the only response from the Secretary of State and the Secretary of State's office has been to smear everybody as QAnon and conspiracy theorists, and for her staff to call citizens proponents of the big lie, and to forward our personal information to the general counsel at Dominion Voting Systems.
Can you give me an update on anything related to the story we broke here with Sharona the other night? Anything new since the FBI came in and batter-rammed her door while she was homeschooling her kids?
No, the FBI is still acting like they don't know what the Constitution means, and nobody has been charged yet. Sharona hasn't been charged, after months. I mean, it's been since August. Clerk Peters has not been charged, and that district attorney Rubenstein appears to be intent on what was it the old secret police chief in the Soviet Union said? Show me the man and I'll show you the crime, meaning
yes.
They didn't go looking for, perpetrators. They picked a person and then found a crime they could accuse them of. That seems to be what the district attorney in Mesa is doing. And somehow, they have gotten federal law enforcement to go out there and pretend that they don't know what constitutional protections mean. It's a dangerous time, Brandon. It's a dangerous time.
Yeah.
That, Americans are losing for good reason confidence and trust in all of our institutions as they are increasingly turned
this
against
is America.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so you're going to keep us posted, is that right?
I will.
And do you have a website you want to give out?
Well, you can go to useip.org.
Give that a little slower.
Useip.org. That's for U.S. Election Integrity Plan.org. You can go there and you can get news there and also get connected to other grassroots.
Excellent, 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 excellent. Well, thank you, Colonel, for your service to our country, which you continue now on this very important issue. Thank you, sir.
It's my privilege. Thank you, Brandon.
Sean Smith checking in from Colorado tonight. Breaking news, lawsuit filed, and we'll endeavor to get a hold of the state representative, Hanks, who is listed on that suit along with others.